I know it is. Just waiting for the boss to come on the phone. Actually, want to find out, did the Candy crew go to the showing of Twilight last night?
I don't know.
This is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, Scooter, how you doing, dude?
Fine, how are you?
You don't sound happy. Do you need me to come down to your studio and jolly you up a little bit?
He needs a hug.
I don't need a hug.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I definitely don't think you need to jolly me up in person, no.
Well, let's see. What? We got 20 minutes. I'll be right there. Just talk amongst yourselves. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be right there.
Now look what you've done.
See?
Now look what you've done.
Against my better judgment, I did that.
You knew this was going to happen.
I have no one to blame but myself. Remember, no winner in the Powerball, so it's like $214 million tomorrow night. And, you know, so enjoy that. Oh, let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah, here it is. I got this is what I wanted him to come down and I wanted to see if I could find this item. See, he doesn't walk quickly. Have you ever noticed that? He just kind of...
Well, he runs the place.
He doesn't have to walk quickly.
No,
he's like
doesn't.
A bear, and he kind of ambles along.
Ambling is what I do. Thank you.
You know, you missed earlier this morning, possibly.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Kat
this
used to be the...
Is very
it really is.
Miss Diamond Dynamite.
That's it, that we talked about that, that she was the manager of the...
I had no idea that she was actually a prom queen.
What? That's not true at all.
I'm sorry, I was listening on the radio. I know exactly what you said.
Yeah. So here's the reason I brought you down here.
Oh, good. Was it about today being the last day to enter your float in the Christmas parade?
Well, we do need... I was going to actually call Penny Z Rent about that, but I didn't. So,
well, today's the day.
Yep, that's right.
By golly, 5 o'clock, if it's not up here at Byron Broadcasting by then.
Yep.
2700 Rudder Freeway, Suite 5000 in College Station, Texas. If it's not here by 5, you're going to be just walking along wishing you had been in the parade.
And let me tell you, I haven't looked at the list yet, but if you're an odd group of strangers who want to put a float together, you won't be the first in this group. Not this year. You know, I do have
Why do you ingratiate yourself with people, Scott?
Why would you say something like that?
I logistically have
Cub Scouts in this thing.
I know you do. I have a logistical question now.
Yeah?
Is the equestrian team going to be riding their horses?
No, you don't ride those horses on asphalt, sir.
Okay.
No, those are not street legal horses.
Yeah.
those are jumping, leaping, and thinking for themselves horses.
I was concerned about the logistics of having the horses at the front of the parade.
Those horses are specially trained not to poop. Those are poop-free horses.
It's a poop-free horse.
Wow. Yeah, no, they can do anything at A&M.
Yeah, they can, can't they?
What they're talking about on the air today is the Grand Marshal for this year's parade is the World Champion Equestrian Club at Texas A&M University. But we're right now looking for a flatbed to haul the girls around because they will be on no horses, and they would like for us to have there's 55 members of the team.
Mm-hmm.
We got a horse trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have.
What do you want them to do? Just like hang their hair and their head
stick
out?
Stick their heads out?
Yeah, right. Yeah. With ponytails.
Yeah. That's cute. All right, I got tickets to this fight thing tonight.
MMA.
MMA.
Oh, whoever wins can see me in person. Because I'm going to be there.
At the Arena Theater, she'll be the card girl. She'll go in, between rounds and hold the cards up.
No, I'm
You're
not going to
interested
do that.
In MMA?
Can you believe that?
Well, I'm supporting a friend.
Let's start giving these away first. 695-1620, 695-1620 trivia question. This number is spelled out in alphabetical order in the alphabet. 695-1620. What number is spelled out in alphabetical order in the alphabet, 695-1620. Hush.
No.
I got tickets for you for tonight. And you have to be able to go. It's at 7:30 tonight.
Where?
The main card starts at 9. It's at the Arena Theater on Southwest Freeway where I saw Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Did He's you see there. Kenny Rogers beat the hell out of somebody there?
No, he wasn't wrestling. He was just
I want to see Kenny
Rogers.
Hello?
Hello.
What's the answer?
The number 4.
Nope, that's not it. Thank you.
How could you get that wrong? How can you guess wrong?
Stop making fun of our listeners and people in the parade.
I'm here going through the alphabet. I don't know what he's talking about.
See?
That was a lull.
See, it's F-O-U-R, so the U is out of...
In order in the alphabet. I was like...
I said alphabetical order,
yes,
didn't I?
Isn't that
the
did.
Yeah, but no, what I thought you meant was...
Catherine.
Never mind.
Catherine.
It was,
Catherine.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
What?
It's 8.
No, that's not right. Thank you. 695-1620. What's the answer? Hello? What's the
eight.
Answer? What?
Eight.
No, it's
eight.
Not, no, it's not eight. Thank you. 695-1620. Hi. What's the answer? See, they gave up.
Oh, God.
I seems to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
IJK. Yeah. How do you call in with a wrong answer for this one? I mean, it's easy to test.
This is the only radio station in the market that could ask this question,
oh,
if you'll think about that.
I'm
true.
Overthinking it. I thought you meant what?
Hi, what's the answer?
40.
Thank you. It's 40.
Oh, yeah.
It's 40. Who's this?
Susan Rieger.
All right.
Yay, Susan.
Congratulations, Susan. Did you know this, or did you sit down with pencil and paper?
I knew it.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, I spell 40 wrong.
Yes, you do. There's no U in it. There. Susan, I've got tickets to this MMA event tonight. Are you interested?
Yes, please.
Right. There we go. All right. Come.
There's just an overwhelming... Susan, you sound like a wonderful person, but there seems to be an overwhelming number of women in my life who are interested in this MMA stuff, apparently. I thought it would just be a guy thing. But apparently there's some... do you just enjoy watching guys slug each other? Is that the story? Susan?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah! Yeah!
All right.
Come back. On.
I'm married. I got kids.
That's it. Come by here, Crystal Park Plaza, and I'll throw in a Ninfa's gift certificate for you, too, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Backing up over here.
Just telling you. Yeah. Better be careful who you cross.
Yeah.
You never know. Now, the reason I brought you in here...
Because, you know, Chloe, is this Chloe's...
Right.
Yes, Chloe's sweetheart. Yeah.
This is Bubba the Beast?
Yes, Bubba Bush.
Boy, you just better not mess with Chloe. That just scared the daylights out of me when I found out her boyfriend of long standing is an MMA fighter.
That's called job security.
No professional MMA fighter.
Professional
it's
MMA
gonna
fighter.
It's going to be televised.
Really?
Dude,
yeah, it's on ATX.
Whoa.
ATX?
It's kind of
do
a
we
big
get
deal.
That?
Yes, we do.
Okay, all right.
It's in the Suddenlink package. Okay.
So it is a big deal then.
Mm-hmm.
A really big deal.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Okay.
All right, so you got it. These are $40 tickets. This is an $80 value I have here in my hand.
Wow. So, do we have to file a 1099 on them or anything?
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop ruraltepecans.com.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking in and around campus starting at only $10. Public pay lots are located throughout campus and can be found near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, as well as the Central, North Side, and West Campus parking garages. There are free shuttles that run to many on-campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic, parking, and pedestrian information, log on to transport.tamu.edu.
I've told Ben he can't stay long. This is the little window that we have here.
You know, Bortz is coming January 18th.
Yes, he is.
And if we can find some people who have connection to him, we need to find them also, because we want to have all kinds of big things, because it's next to the last show.
That's probably right.
So if you have a connection to Neil Bortz, you hired him, fired him, or knew him when he worked at the restaurant, let us know.
Yep. We do need to do that. It's coming up in January. This is our window to do this story, because Kat's not here right now. And if
Kat, you are there, aren't you?
No, she's not. She's on another route.
It's a trick. Kat, are you there?
Okay.
We're looking for you, Kat.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
Paramount Pictures has decided to show the first 9 minutes of its new Star Trek movie in theaters. Have you heard
about
this? Whoa! You haven't heard about this.
Oh!
People going to see flicks at IMAX theaters beginning today.
IMAX?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Catch a preview of J.J. Abrams' Star Trek Into the Darkness with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. Okay. Reprising their roles as Kirk and Spock from the 2008 movie.
That was a good movie.
So
yeah, it was.
Sherlock's Benedict Cumberbatch stars as the villain.
There's a name.
I don't know who that
That's
is.
That's the all-name anyway. Team.
Is that yeah. Who is I watch Oh, Sherlock.
Sherlock, not elementary.
Yeah, okay.
Do you watch that? I saw about the last 10 minutes.
I like it a
night.
Lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pilot was a little tough because he talked a little fast and a little too British for my elderly ears.
I got you.
But
do you watch Person of Interest?
Nah.
It's an interesting show.
I watch Elementary. I watch reruns of House to see how my life ends up. And
no. See,
no. I'm not nearly that cranky.
You would recognize Sherlock Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I just pulled his picture up. He's familiar.
He's one of those people. You know him if you saw him kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
he's one of those British actors that you've seen in stuff and you go,
That's really cool. That I didn't know that it was that close to being out.
Well,
I guess it's not that close to being out, but it's darn near there.
But
boy,
the first 9 minutes, that's, you know.
That indicates that there's been some work done on the project.
Yeah, I would think so. And then, you know, that way they can have, they can run the Priceline commercial right before it. And
Do you, when you hear about a movie coming out that you really like, do you say, gosh, I hope I'm still around when that thing comes out in 2019?
No, I'm not. No, I haven't gotten
when
to that
Warren
point yet.
When Warren Zevon got ill, he said that he hoped that he would be really upset if he died before the next James Bond movie came out. He made it by a week.
There you.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees. Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News talk. No, I have to go now. News talk. What? He's coming back for one more thing.
There's a Bucky's in Madisonville, and there's not an IMAX. I don't. Where am I supposed to go see this trailer thing?
Where's the nearest IMAX? I guess, and I'm going to say Austin or Houston.
Houston, I guess.
You know, and it's a matter of just miles difference. So, well, what else? What the hell else have you got to do?
Bucky's is cool, though. That's true. You were saying which is more important, a Bucky's or an IMAX? I guess it really depends on whether you want popcorn or a potty break
or Beaver Nuggets.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the Beaver Nuggets, that's unless I have an insulin pump with me, I just can't eat the Beaver Nuggets. I'm sorry.
There's what are Beaver Nuggets? I don't know what
they're
those are.
They're little like Cocoa Puffs only. I mean, no, what
candy crusted little, I think it's made from
puffs?
Some kind of corn-based. Yeah, it's kind of
like a giant
cereal.
Corn pop that you used to get when you were a kid in cereal. It's basically what it is.
It's for people who are not fat enough yet. Is that it?
It's amazing.
Chocolate covered sugar bombs.
Oh.
That's what they are.
Well, anyway, but they're building a new one. On 290. They're already moving the dirt.
Yep.
Out there by Muskie Road where the old one is. Okay, you can leave now.
I'm going.
I know you are. He's got stuff to do. I know he does. But I wanted to bring him in there so he'd know about this Star Trek thing. All right, so how old is too old?
Too old for what?
As he leaves the room. New research finds that for most U.S. Americans, old age is not heralded by a particular birthday, but rather by how a person acts. In particular, people who still shop for themselves or take care of their own household chores are less likely to be perceived as old.
Interesting.
A study by Oregon State University found that the ability to participate in certain activities, such as buying groceries, attending medical appointments, serve as a means of identifying whether someone is old. The research was based on interviews with people in their late 80s, their family members, and their paid caregivers. So there you are. There's the description for you. Don't know if it's right or not.
You know, my definition of old is?
Okay.
And it's only because of where we work.
Mm-hmm.
64.
Okay. All right.
Do you know why?
No.
Because when you've been in radio for a long time, they do the whole ratings thing, and it's broken down into demographics.
Right. Yep.
And 64 to dead is the last one.
It used to be 25 to 54.
Right.
And you know, now they've... Because we're getting older.
Right. Now it's 64.
The olding of folks, and then after that, you're not here anymore.
Right.
And Ontario.
So that officially makes me old after 64.
There you go. An Ontario mother has launched a campaign to have the oak trees near her kids' school cut down.
Because they're allergic?
That's right.
Aha!
Oh, my gosh.
Falling acorns endanger children with severe allergies. Appearing before the city of Vaughan, which is near Toronto, appearing before the council, This lady insisted the acorns falling from the trees on the city-owned property next to St. Stephen's Catholic Elementary School give students at the nut-free facility a false sense of security.
Just part of survival of the fittest.
Just deliver me.
Sometimes the unfit just need to be taken out of the gene pool.
She's trying to call the herd.
Listen, that is a true thing. We really didn't go that deep into the study that we quoted earlier this week from a guy out at Stanford who was talking about the population is getting dumber. The rest of that study said that in another time, before there was a ginormous government umbrella or safety net to protect those people, they did not survive. Okay? They did not live as long.
Watch Idiocracy.
I'm just saying, so as a result, the herd was thinned. There was a selection process, if you will, that does not exist anymore.
Death by acorn.
We had this discussion years ago because Tom thought that, you know, nobody should. We were discussing a situation where they couldn't have peanut butter sandwiches in school.
Right.
And
really,
you know, to paraphrase the argument, Tom said, well, you know, there are a lot of kids who have a severe anaphylactic, you know, she didn't go in anaphylactic shock because of the peanuts. Well, you know, that becomes then the responsibility of that child's parent to take them out of that environment, was my thought, as opposed to not letting any of the children eat peanut butter at the school.
Well, yeah, if your neighbor's eating peanut butter, is it really going to affect you?
Yeah, just again, so, well, and we'll see what happens, okay? They haven't decided yet. We'll see what happens, but that's what she has said. And then she says, of course, the kids who are allergic to nuts get bullied and tormented in school. 1977, Close Encounters of the Third Kind opening theaters.
What a great movie.
He built that thing out of taters.
Yeah,
that?
He did.
I still need to see that.
Oh, it's a good movie. You'll enjoy it. 1981, Luke and Laura married on General Hospital. Who can forget that?
Me.
Yeah, no.